You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Center has reportedly summoned the management of 197 Communication, the parent company of Paytm, over the reports of forced termination of staff. According to a news report by Money Control, Regional Labour Commissioner of Bengaluru has issued summons to 197 Communication management. The notice by the government body, which falls under the Ministry of Labour and Employment, was issued after a series of complaints lodged by staff with the Ministry of Labour and Employment after reported job cuts. The employees have alleged the company of violating the rules and terminating them without any pay. The report, quoting the Paytm spokesperson, said the transition of some employees was difficult. The company also said that it would take all the feedback. Moving on, Rajasthan Deputy Chief Minister Diya Kumari, who holds the finance portfolio, presented the state budget 2024-25 in the Assembly. She had presented a vote on account and interim budget in the Assembly on February 8. Presenting the budget, Kumari said that the BJP government in the state is working on 10 resolutions with the aim to make the state a $350 USD billion economy. Some of the key takeaways from the budget include Rs 15,000 crore will be spent on supplying tap water to 25 lakh rural houses this year, and 4 lakh vacancies will be filled in 5 years. Youth policy will be made. Under Lakhpati Didi scheme, 15 lakh women will be brought into the category of Lakhpati Didi. In other news, Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav took to X, formerly Twitter, to address the concerns surrounding the working conditions of local pilots, which have also been highlighted by the leader of opposition, Rahul Gandhi. In his post, the minister wrote, quote, "Local pilots are important members of the railway family. Since there is a lot of misinformation and theatrics by opposition to demotivate our local pilots, let me make things very clear," end quote. Talking about the improved working conditions of the local pilots, Vaishnav said that the duty hours of local pilots are monitored carefully, adding that they are given rest after trips. He said that the average duty hours of the local pilots are maintained within prescribed hours. Next up, domestic air passenger traffic in June increased by 6.3% compared to the previous year and showed a notable 10.4% increase rise from pre-pandemic levels, ratings agency ICRA said July 9. ICRA also reported a 7% year-on-year increase for domestic airlines, although it noted a 3% decline compared to May 2023. A report indicates that the momentum in air passenger traffic is set to continue, with airlines projected to incur a net loss of Rs 3,000 to 4,000 crore for the fiscal year ending March 2025, mirroring trends seen in the previous year. In June, domestic air passenger traffic was estimated at 132.8 lakh, slightly down by 3.7% from May, but showing a 6.3% increase from the same period last year. In another development, Rail Vikas Nigam Limited on July 9th announced it has secured the lowest bid for the design, supply, erection, testing and commissioning of specific power systems on the Kharagpur-Bhadrak section within the Kharagpur division of Southeastern Railway. The contract pertains to 132 kV traction substation, sectioning post and subsectioning post in the 225 kV system as disclosed in a filing to the stock exchanges by the company. The contract, costing about Rs 203 crore, is expected to be completed in 18 months. Separately, the DMRC and Rail Vikas Nigam Limited signed a memorandum of understanding this month to collaborate as a project service provider for design, construction and consultancy projects in India and abroad, PTI reported. Moving on, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed confidence in the strengthening of India-Austria friendship, stating that it will grow even stronger with time. He made this remark during a private meeting with Austrian Chancellor Karl Nehmer, ahead of their official discussions on Wednesday, aimed at fully realizing the potential of their bilateral partnership. Modi arrived in Austria on Tuesday evening from Moscow for a two-day visit, marking the first visit by an Indian Prime Minister in over 40 years. Upon his arrival, he was welcomed at the airport by Austrian Foreign Minister Alexander Schallenberg. MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said on X that the meeting between PM Modi and the Austrian Chancellor marks a significant milestone in the India-Austria partnership. Lastly, the benchmark equity indices closed the trading session on a lower note on July 10. The BSE Sensex paired off 420 points, or 0.53%, to finish the day's trading at 79,924.77, while the NSE Nifty 50 closed 109 points, or 0.45% lower at 24,324.45. Bank Nifty closed in the red down 380 points, or 0.72% lower at 52,189. Following the trend, Nifty Midcap 100 closed 156.40 points, or 0.27% lower at 56,921.15. Asian Paints, SBI Life Insurance, Divi's Lab, HDFC Life Insurance and Grasim Industries were the top gainers in the Nifty 50. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.